Hi, I'm Howard Dayton. Well, today on Money Matters Weekend, what some might call a fairy tale. That's a young couple that owns a home free and clear.
Hear how that couple paid off their house in just one moment. Hi, I'm Steve Moore. Later, should you use a home equity line of credit to consolidate your credit card debt? I will answer that and other Hey Howard email questions. Plus, we go to the phones, of course, to talk to you about your journey to true financial freedom. Our number is 1-800-525-7000. And thanks for being with us today for Money Matters Weekend. Well, these days, most people who have mortgages are focused on making the minimum monthly payment instead of extra payments, and the thought of a young couple just starting out in their married life being able to buy and quickly pay off their home doesn't seem very realistic. But, Howard, it can be done, and you have someone with you, someone that you know very well, who's done it.
That's right, Steve. It's my son-in-law, Kyle Hasbrook. He's married to my daughter, Danielle, and just really, really proud of him. Well, Kyle, by your 32nd birthday, you and Danielle had your house paid for, and I think the really big question is, how did you do it?
Well, the first thing we did was prayer, just realizing that God desired us to be debt-free. And so prayer was a huge priority. Through that, God provided a lot of godly counsel through friends and through you and Bev as well, really mentoring us and walking us through how to become financially free. And probably the first step was taking us through an amortization sheet. And I had never understood what that was, but after going through it, realized that that was a blueprint for how to pay off your house.
That's right.
And, you know, by paying a little extra, especially in those first few years, really cut down on the life of the mortgage.
And by that time, you had paid off your student loan, and you didn't have any car debts or credit cards, so you could really focus on...
Absolutely. We eliminated the smaller debts, student loans, any credit card debt we had, pretty much within that first year of being married.
Yes.
And then put everything we could towards the house.
And tell us, you bought a very affordable home. Tell us about that.
It was very affordable. That's a good way of putting it. It was a home that met our needs, but wasn't anything beyond that. And what had happened through that was that Danielle and I found that we had some gifts in being able to fix up the home.
Yeah, it was definitely a fixer-upper.
It was a fixer-upper. And we currently live in that home still, and we love it because we've been able to add our touches to it. And we were thinking about moving because we wanted to be in a bigger, nicer house, but we absolutely love our house, and it's just exactly what God has in store for us.
Well, it's got your fingerprints all over it, in a good sense, because you guys have done a terrific job at painting and landscaping and that old sweat equity that makes such a difference.
Yes.
Well, Kyle, we have to go for a break right now, but I'd like you to stick around if you would. There's a couple more questions I want to ask you.
I would love to.
More of Kyle and Danielle's incredible story when Money Matters Weekend returns.
Money Matters is a listener-supported outreach of Crown Financial Ministries. We're online at crown.org.
Attention parents! Apparently, there is considerable confusion regarding the most effectual means of educating offspring in the area of financial management.
Translation, it's tough to know the best way to teach your kids about money.
The ABCs of Money Package is a comprehensive amalgamation of...
Maybe I better explain this part.
Very well then, you may proceed.
The ABCs of Money Package has two resources that'll help you teach your kids how to handle money God's way. First, the popular ABC Learning Bank that teaches the basics of budgeting. It has three compartments for storing money, one for savings, one for spending money, and one for giving. Plus, you get Howard and Bev Dayton's book, The ABCs of Handling Money God's Way.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. To obtain the ABCs of Money Package for your children, call 1-800-722-1976.
Wow, that was very simply put.
Indeed, it was an exceedingly explicable statement.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Crown Financial Ministries is not only helping people balance their checkbooks, we're seeing people changed. To contribute to this life-transforming ministry, call us at 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
So very glad that you could tune us in today on Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Howard Dayton, and I'm talking to, well, a pretty close friend, Kyle Hasbrook, who's married to my daughter, Danielle. They're a young couple who own their home, get this, free and clear, and he's here to share how they did it. And Kyle, what was it that allowed you to get out of debt so much more quickly than the term of the mortgage?
Right. We set about $200 a month that we wanted to put above and beyond our monthly payment towards the principal, and then anything that God provided during that time, we would also put that in, whether it was a tax return, unexpected money for birthdays or Christmas or whatever it might have been. And when we started being prayerful and aware of how God was providing, it became a joy to really be able to use that to pay down the house.
Yes. Now, you also were very careful on your spending. That was a big piece of the puzzle. I know you guys had a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I remember the time that Danielle called my wife Bev and said, is it okay to boil a toothbrush because we have to have this thing last? Tell us a little bit about those basic decisions, your spending decisions.
The biggest thing that Danielle and I had in terms of our spending decisions was coming up with a budget that was based on need. And then any purchase over $50, we didn't make without first talking to each other about it. And that was big for us because, you know, that could include groceries. It could include, it just helped us determine really what our wants and needs were.
Yes.
And it gave a sense of accountability as well.
And you guys providentially, by the Lord's grace, hit the time where the interest rate was low, and then when you got down to, I forget what the number was, but you were actually able to get a home equity loan at, what was their interest rate?
The interest rate was 4.2%. We were able to pay off enough of our house to transfer the mortgage to a home equity loan, and that reduced the rate significantly, which really expedited the process of us being able to pay off the house.
Yeah, so it is smart for anybody to keep your eyes and ears open. I mean, look at what deals are out there in terms of the basic financing of your house. And also, it was important for you guys. I mean, when you originally purchased, do you remember how much, what percentage you put down for the purchase of the home?
We put down roughly about 15% towards the down payment of the house.
Okay, and tell us about PMI insurance. You paid it initially.
We paid it initially, and then when we got to a certain point on our mortgage, we no longer needed that. And then again, we were able to use that money to put towards the principal of the house and pay it off quicker.
Kyle, I know a lot of people are asking themselves this question. What was your driving passion for becoming debt-free?
The driving passion was we obviously wanted to be debt-free so that we could serve the Lord in whatever capacity he was calling us to, but ultimately to be more generous. And a great story of that is Danielle and I were driving home one night, and we were talking about some friends who had just lost their insurance, and they were having a baby, and they were so stressed out. And we both said to each other, I wish we could help them out. And we didn't have to wish anymore because God had put us in a position to be able to help them out financially because we were able to pay our house off early. And he put the same dollar figure on both our hearts without us discussing it beforehand.
Yes, and this was just after you paid off the house, wasn't it?
About a month afterwards. And so we went to the bank. It was about 11 o'clock at night, and we had to go to a couple different ATMs and take out money. She didn't have a check on her, and we took it to their house, and they probably thought somebody was trying to break in at that time of night, but it was just such a pleasure and a joy to be able to do that. When God put a need in front of us, we were able to be a part of him meeting that need.
That is so neat, and that's really the name of the game. That's our passion as well for you, that you get your finances in order, you get out of debt, and that frees up dollars that will allow you to become more financially healthy and become more generous to help those folks in need. Hey, Kyle, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kyle. Kyle isn't just Howard's son-in-law. He's also a part of Crown's field staff. Kyle and Danielle serve as the district directors for South Georgia and North Florida. If you live in that area and would like to reach them, we have a contact link on our website, crown.org. Just click on Money Matters, today's program, and you'll find a link. Again, crown.org. Well, Howard, while we let Kyle escape the studio, want to take some calls?
Let's do it.
All righty. 1-800-525-7000, Southern Pines, North Carolina. Wendy, how can we help you?
Well, we had a house fire Thanksgiving weekend.
Ooh.
And just, I know, it was an interesting weekend. And just in the last couple of days, we got a settlement check from the insurance company, and we're not exactly sure how to disperse all that. We are not able to rebuild. The house is condemned, but we are just want to be sure how to allocate all those resources most effectively.
Let me ask you this, Wendy. What are your options that you've been thinking about?
Well, we have to pay the mortgage off so that they get their chunk right off the top.
And how much is that?
$60,000.
Okay.
The payoff check was $87,000.
Okay.
We do have a second mortgage, so we're assuming they get the difference.
How much is the second mortgage?
$40,000.
Okay, all right. And then what you'd have left is the land?
Correct.
Okay. Here's what I would do. Certainly go ahead and wipe out that first mortgage, and then I would talk to the second mortgage holder. Who, once you pay off the first mortgage, they'll become the first mortgage holder at that point. Tell them you've got $27,000 left from the disbursement plus the land. Would you put the land up for sale or hold it and save money and then build there sometime in the future?
I'm not sure. I mean, at this point, we were thinking about selling it just to go ahead and complete both of those debts. I'm not sure. Would you advise us keeping the land? We're not sure if we wanted to rebuild right away, so it might be a length of time before we did that.
Yeah, the real key is, what's the lender going to require?
Right.
Because often they're going to want their money right away, but they may be flexible on this. I'd clearly pay off the first mortgage, then I'd go to the second mortgage holder and say, I've got $27,000. We own the land. You'll have as security, you'll have the first mortgage on the property. We'll be in a position where you can make the payment or maybe even accelerate that payment to get that free and clear. And then you and your husband really have a decision to make at that point if they'll allow you to do that. Do you want to live there? That's really the threshold question. Do you like the area? Is it a place that you'd like to be there for some time, build your own home? If so, I'd keep the property. If not, I'd go ahead and sell it.
Right.
Get cash, and then typically you can rent a lot less expensively than owned, so I would just be a saving machine trying to save as much as you can so that you can at least have a 20% down payment for the purchase of your next home.
Great.
Does that help you?
It does. We're excited about getting a clean slate and getting a fresh start to budget and keep a hold of our finances, and it became a little bit like a tidal wave, so it was an interesting blessing in disguise.
Yes,
sure.
I'll bet it was an interesting Thanksgiving for sure.
Yeah.
Let me do this. Let me send you the book, Your Money Map, because it really is a great guide for where I hope that you and your husband lead, and we would love to have you guys as our guest attend one of our Journey to True Financial Freedom seminars as well.
Thank you.
Okay, Wendy, you stay on the line.
Terrific, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, How about Thanksgiving?
Yeah, well, I guess they really cooked their turkey.
And that's not all.
Howard, this is probably a good reminder for all of us. None of us ever expect to have a fire in our home. Most of us have fire insurance, but that's something that needs to be updated occasionally, especially if you're in a market where your house is appreciating.
That's right. Absolutely. Make sure that, number one, you have a good agent, somebody that will go to bat for you when you do have a catastrophe like that, and then make sure that you've got adequate coverage. Really in an ideal world, I would have loved to see their coverage enough to totally eradicate both mortgages. That's where you really want to be.
Exactly. Back to our phones, Thompson, Connecticut, WVNE. And Randy, what's in your heart today?
Yeah, hey, Howard, I got about $45,000. Right in that area of 401k money that's
yes.
kind of laying dormant in an account, and I haven't been able to contribute to it since October 2006, and I'm wondering, I'm looking for suggestions on what should I do with that, because it's going to be another year before I'm able to contribute anything.
Okay, let me try to get my arms around this a little bit more, Randy. Why haven't you been able to contribute for some time now?
I've had a couple of job changes, and and you know, a couple of rough jobs.
Okay.
And finally did get into a good one.
Great.
But I hadn't met the requirement as far as, you know, as far as time in the company
to start contributing to the new 401k.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, what I would do is I would take it out of that 401k that you've got it in from your old employer, roll it over to a traditional IRA. Now you got to make sure that you dot all the I's and cross all the T's, Randy, because you don't want to be whacked with having to pay income tax on it. So you know, when you meet with the folks who have that's going to hold your IRA, it could be a Charles Schwab or you know your local bank, something like that. Make sure that they're doing it the right way. They'll have a form that you'll be able to use that basically takes it out of the old employer's 401k, puts it in your traditional IRA. And the reason I'd like you to do that is that you've got control over it once it's in your IRA.
Uh-huh.
The way it is now, they're the ones that make the investment decisions, really. But having it in your IRA gives you the ability to make investment decisions. And then also with your new employer, do they match a portion of what you contribute once you're able to start doing that?
Yes, they'll match up to 4%, 50 cents on the dollar.
Okay, good. Well, that's exactly what I would contribute if you're in a financial position to do that, the 4%, so that you can get free money from them. But I wouldn't contribute any more than that. If you want to contribute more than that to your retirement, then I would contribute it to a Roth IRA that you own. Again, the advantage of contributing to the 401k is only true when they're also matching a portion of what we contribute.
Okay, I see.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. One other quick question.
Sure.
In the meantime, should I be taking anything out of my pay for, you know, and contributing somewhere for retirement, you know, right now?
Right. Let me ask you this. What do you have in the way of debt?
Right now, the only thing that we have debt right now is a car loan.
Yes.
We don't have any credit card debt, and the car loan's around $10,000 right now, and we have a month saved up,
for emergencies?
Right, yes.
Right, great. No, actually, what I would do is I wouldn't put it in my retirement. I just follow the Crown Money Map, and the Money Map would encourage you, first of all, to pay off that car loan. So I would take the money that I would be contributing to retirement and get that car loan paid down as much as you can.
Okay.
Get that baby knocked off, and then you'll be in a position where you're going to have that monthly payment freed up so you can be more generous and then increase your savings even more.
Right. Okay, great.
Okay. Thank you so much, Randy.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, God bless you.
Bye-bye. God bless you, too. Bye.
1-800-525-7000. Unfortunately, we're out of time for any more calls today. And, you know, I think we forgot one important thing when we were talking to Kyle and about Kyle, and that was prayer, huh?
That's right, Steve, as I shared with you before. From the moment that Danielle was born into this world, we began praying for the Lord to bring just the right young man into her life that she could marry. And at the same time, we were praying for the Lord to bring the right staff person for Crown. We did this for about 20 years for the Jacksonville, Florida area. And lo and behold, it's the same person that we're praying for. So, you know, I really do encourage parents, when you have young children, pray for their future spouses, that they would be godly kids that the Lord would bring in your children's life, and that it makes all the difference, Steve. As you know, the Lord does answer prayer.
Amen. Well, coming up next, debt consolidation, entertainment budgets, and some Hey Howard email questions when Money Matters continues.
Attention, parents. Do you want your kids to grow up with godly character when it comes to money? The Family Time Stewardship Pack will give you the tools to teach your kids about handling money God's way. You'll get a DVD with 4 Bible studies dramatized in a way that kids can relate to. You'll also get a stewardship audio CD that you can use during your drive times. On this CD, you'll find a fun and energetic program called Kids Jam that will teach your child biblical values while having a lot of fun. Also on this CD, you'll find Parenting Matters, a special section just for moms and dads. The Family Time Stewardship Pack also includes illustrated lesson cards for bedtime and morning time that will help you to talk with your kids about the values they're learning. To get the Family Time Stewardship Pack for your family, call 800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Matters Weekend from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Howard Dayton, along with the mailman, Steve Moore. What you got today?
Well, here's number one. Hey, Howard, my husband and I have three credit cards with debts totaling $5,000. All the cards have an APR of 17%. We have a little more than $5,000 in a line of credit on our mortgage with an APR of 7%. Should we consolidate the credit card debt on that line of credit?
Well, I know it seems like it makes sense, but don't do it. Don't consolidate your credit card debts on a home equity line of credit unless, and that's a big unless, you're already using a budget, you're already making real progress in paying off those debts, because surveys have found that a huge percentage of people who do consolidate end up going right back into credit card debt, and they've got the home equity loan to pay off as well.
Here's one from Alexis. Hey, Howard, I've heard you mention a website for dealing with debt consolidation and management, and I was wondering if you would share that once again.
Sure thing. It's financialhope.com, financialhope.com. And you can always go to crown.org and click on today's radio program, and we'll have a link right to them. Crown's had a long-term relationship with these people. Larry Burkett, our co-founder, was actually on their board of directors for a while, and they provide a really helpful service to those who have a ton of credit card debt.
Great organization.
It really is.
Hey, Howard, I'm a widow with two small children. My husband left me with two homes. I'm selling one of them. What can I do with the money that I'll receive to get the best return possible for my children?
Well, it depends on a lot of factors, such as how much debt do you have, how much savings do you have. For instance, if you could use the proceeds from the sale to pay off the mortgage on the other house that you kept, it might be the best thing to do. My recommendation, meet with a Christian, and I underline Christian, financial planner who really understands God's way of handling money. And if you don't know of one, or your friends don't know of one, there's a website, kingdomadvisors.org. That's kingdomadvisors.org. Just log on, and they've got some good recommendations for folks to work with.
And we finish with this one from Diana. Hey, Howard, we've been focused on paying off bills for almost a year and have lived on a very tight budget without any money for entertainment. It's really caused some problems. How do I decide what's a good amount to budget for entertainment and recreation?
Yeah, we found that it should be about 5% of your income for entertainment. But the key is this: don't spend more than 100% of your income. So if you're struggling to make ends meet, you might have to reduce that amount budgeted for entertainment just a skosh.
Or just listen to this program. Some people find us entertaining.
At least you.
Hey, we'll have more of your Hey Howard email tomorrow. If you have a question you'd like Howard to answer, just visit crown.org and click on Money Matters and then the link to Hey Howard. But it all starts at crown.org. And if you'd like to get our attention, you might include a Louis Vuitton monogrammed Circus umbrella currently available on eBay for $1,655. Because, Howard, as you know, it is National Umbrella Month.
Of course I did, Steve.
Or you could hold a newspaper over your head
right,
as you run to the car.
That's right.
Hey, we were talking about money and budgeting a moment ago. If you'd like a resource that'll make that easier, check out Crown Envelopes when you're on our website, crown.org. This will help you to easily create a household spending plan, whether you're single or whether you're married and have a passel full of kids. Crown Envelopes automatically updates your plan with all of your electronic debits and credits, and it saves you lots of time, which means it'll save you lots of money as well. You can also schedule your bills to be paid electronically, even saving you the money you pay each month for stamps. So sign up today for a 30-day free trial of Crown Envelopes when you give us a call. 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
And it's really a dynamite system.
It is, and lots of people are using
That's
it.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Money Matters Weekend from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Steve Moore.
And I'm Howard Dayton. We sure hope you can join us again next time as together we take another step on the journey to true financial freedom.